C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking okay.
If you, it's like sitar, you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R,
okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to CITR 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, that was, that's kind of loud. William Onyebor, the song Fantastic Man from the compilation Who is William Onyebor? And William Onyebor died this week at the age of 70 in his sleep. Very sad, but we have his music. He was a fantastic man and a fantastic musician. And I definitely recommend looking. There are lots of videos online. You could buy the album. That would be a nice thing to do. He left quite a legacy. Nigerian musician. That song was from the 80s, but he was active in the 70s and 80s and released by Luakabop Records in the early mid 2000s. 2013, I think, is when the vinyl compilation of that album came out. And very glad that we were able to hear it. All right, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. On today's show, got some new Megabog stuff that I promised last week that I didn't get to. Preview of Winter Waste, which is happening tomorrow night. Let's just start with new Slam Dunk. I think that's the best place to start. Slam Dunk, Victoria, Shaggy Dog Rock Legends. They've been quiet for 5 years, although various members have been doing other things. And they are back. They have a new song called... It's called Effing Around, but not that for... Use your imagination. Effing Around. And, good to see Slam Dunk back. Apparently there's an album in the works, and they'll be playing live again soon. So this is all good news for you rockers out there. Let's give a listen to this new Slam Dunk song. Here we go. Fucking around, fucking around.
I said, hold me down. Weight is high. My love will change, but my heart's the same. Oh yeah, just kiss my kiss. My heart's
Friday, January 27th, Nardwa the Human Serviette is opening up the Video Vault.
Come hang out at CITR to see Nardwa play clips from his interviews and talk about his experience working in radio and getting his start at CITR.
This event is co-presented by CITR, Discorder, and the UBC.
And if you've got a burning question for Canada's favourite interviewer,
this is your chance to ask it.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC.
There's also space available to study.
All right, that was Leon Patrice from his new cassette. It's entitled Pop Monstrosities, but that was though nothing monstrous about that pleasant tune. That was called The Mountain, and that tape will be out soon. I got invited to a release party in Montreal. Not going to make it, but hopefully Leon, who used to live here, will make it back to the West Coast to to share some of his music stylings with us, formerly of the band Half Chinese, and he was in Kidnap Kids and a bunch of other great Vancouver bands. Before that, we heard Jay Arner from Quarter Life Crisis, the Mint Records compilation. That was the song Alien Eyes, a very rollicking number. Jay Arner is going to be performing with Tommy Tone at the Lido in February, so it's been a little while since they played, so look out for that if you're one of the Arner heads out there. And then at the top, Slam Dunk, back at it. One Song at a Time is the name of that single series put out by File Under Music, and that was the song Effing Around. Something Slam Dunk are very good at on stage. They can barely get through a set. But that's fine. That's why we love them. In the studio, we have Music Waste director Eleanor Wearing. Hello, Eleanor.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How about you?
I'm good. There's a very exciting thing happening tomorrow night.
Yes,
do you wanna
there
tell, is. Can you tell the listeners about it?
Yes. So tomorrow night is Winter Waste. It is Music Waste's annual winter fundraiser where we gather to shake off the gross coldness, wetness, snowness of winter and remind everybody that Music Waste exists. And also, most importantly, to raise some money for the festival, which happens in June.
June. And so what, for those who might not be familiar, what is Music Waste?
So Music Waste is a local music, art, cultural festival that happens in Vancouver in the first weeks of June. It's been going on for, I think this might be the 23rd year, 24th year. It started kind of as a backlash to an industry music festival called New Music West. That was a lot more about networking and the music industry than the music itself. And throughout the last 20 years, it's kind of grown into this very locally focused festival. Happens over 4 days at a variety of venues throughout Vancouver. Passes are very cheap, so are the shows, and every year it's a little bit different and has these brand new bands and some older bands, and yeah, it's really fun.
Good. And speaking of newer bands, one thing I noticed is that traditionally at Winter Waste, there's a couple of newbies, but then there's the classic Music Waste bands, mm-hmm. your Adrian Teachers mm-hmm. and such. Mm-hmm. Very new class. This year, you've really cleaned the slate.
It's true, and I've heard a few people say that, and I think it's good. I think it's nice to get those bigger bands for sure, and ones that you know will get people out. But this year, we just kind of wanted to focus a little bit more on a diverse lineup of genres, as well as a diverse group of people. Something that we're really trying to think about with the festival going forward this year as well. And I mean, four of the bands that are playing played Music Waste this year, and I'm trying to think if I saw all of their shows. I definitely saw like two or three of them, and they were all some of the best shows that I saw during Music Waste. So we're really excited to have them there, and I think it's a good way to get people excited about these bands as well. So
yeah, I'm very excited to see all these bands. I've seen some of them, but not all of them, mm-hmm. and yeah. So what are some of the genres that have been traditionally unrepresented that you're trying to boost up this year?
Well, I mean, I can only speak for the years that I've been involved and been attending, which actually isn't that many. But I think over the last few years, we've noticed that there's a bit more of a kind of this psych rock, garage rock genre that Music Waste takes on. And part of that is because that's a lot of the type of music that people are making in Vancouver, for sure. But there's also a lot more weirder experimental electronic music, like noise music happening in the city. I mean, like, I think festivals like Big Joy and New Forms kind of do a good job of showcasing those. So we want to get some more of that represented. Also, like, really hardcore shows, metal, hard punk shows. We have a bit of that in Music Waste, but not as much as we think there could be. Mm-hmm. And we want to try to show a better representation of all the different music things that are happening in the city, which is a big task, but we're gonna try. So yeah,
cool. If people want to get involved with Music Waste, mm-hmm. I mean, you are a volunteer run organization.
We are.
No one's getting paid other than the bands. How could they go about doing that?
So we actually just finished interviewing a bunch of people for the organizing roles. So we're going to be getting a bunch of new people on our team in the next few weeks, which is very exciting. But we are always looking for people to help volunteer during the festival and leading up to the festival. So we'll be posting about that in the coming months. So definitely keep your eye on our Facebook page and our Twitter and our website for that. But also we're going to be opening submissions this weekend for bands that want to play. Nice, so that is that's like one of the best ways you can be involved in Music Waste is submit your band to play the festival. Don't, you know, some people form bands to submit to Music Waste. So don't feel like we've never played a show before. I love it when that's someone's first show. That's awesome. Definitely do that. So those will be open for like 3 months, the submissions. So you got lots of time to come up with something good.
Record a dumb demo on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll be fine. For sure.
Great. Okay. Well, let's listen to some of these bands. One band that I'm particularly interested in that doesn't have they don't have a lot of stuff online is Mirepoix. So they're part of Shindig as well. They're in the semifinals this coming Tuesday, and they have a song that I quite like called Discourse. Anything else you want to say to the people out there?
Mirepoix are a fantastic band to see live. So come tomorrow night and support them and support the local music community.
Yeah. If you don't show up, Eleanor's going to be pissed.
Exactly.
She will find you.
I'll hunt you
call
down.
You out. All right. Here's Mirepoix. Oh, wait. No. Here's Mirepoix.
Thank you. There's nothing left to show.
That was Hazy from the cassette VO. That was the song You More. Before that, we heard Maneater from their demos. That was the song Hell. Before that, we heard Mirepoix with the song Discourse. All three of those bands are going to be at Winter Waste this Friday night, along with Co-op and Devours. And they're going to be, show starts at 8 at Pat's Pub. It's going to be a fun night and a very good cause, so come check it out. Thanks to Eleanor for joining me and for the chat. All right, moving on. Let's go to some music by Megabog. Definitely a favorite around here. Megabog's second album is coming out in early February. It's called Happy Together. Megabog from Seattle. What else do you need to know? This is the third single. This is a song called Disney, D-I-Z-N-E-E. No copyright violations there. And Megabog, let's give a listen. Here we go.
Quite a burden too. ritzy in the ritzy underground Billy Goat Bar. There's a man with a gun, and he says he hates my life. He wants me gone. Put yourself in check first, start talking about murder with a cheeseburger in your hand.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Just like doing anything, you watch what you're doing!
All right, that was Go Team from Olympia, Washington, one of Calvin Johnson's early bands after Beat Happening. There was this period where he performed with Toby Vail, who went on to join Bikini Kill and Kurt Cobain and other people. and that was from the cassette Archer Come Sparrow, Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know exactly how, but it felt appropriate given the inauguration of U.S. President Trump happening tomorrow, that a very fraught Pledge of Allegiance was appropriate. It's a weird time for Americans and for the world. Ugh. Before that, I hope you'll join. I'm going to try and make the march on Saturday, the Women's March in Vancouver. I have to get my kids to their Saturday morning classes, and then we're all going to try and take the train down to Jackpool Plaza, so hope to see you there. Before that song by Go Team, we heard Neo Boys from their compilation Sooner or Later from Portland. That was the song Living for a Change. Before that, we heard Yanka, who is was a Russian punk poet. A song of hers was on a documentary called Hypernormalization that I saw a couple months ago. I loved the song. Really expressed some serious ennui. I played the song, actually. It's called My Sorrow is Luminous. And I mentioned it to Tim, who hosts the show before this one, Rocket from Russia. Hey, Tim, have you ever heard of Yanka? Do you happen to have any tracks of hers? It's kind of hard to find out much information. He went to the same high school as her. And, I mean, she was much older than he was. And he definitely hooked me up. So I have several hundred MP3s to go through. And one in particular, this one stood out. Song for a Rainy Day is the name of that song. And so that's Yanka. Definitely worth poking around. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube and things. Most of it's in Russian, so you have to like find it, then Google Translate, and you can put it together. Before that, we heard Megabog from the forthcoming album Happy Together. That was the song Disney. Megabog, she's touring. Going to play Seattle towards the end of March, and 3-day layover between Salt Lake City and Seattle. I know she's from Seattle, but yeah, maybe she'll poke up here. She played at Thor's Palace last time she was in town, so hopefully she makes it back to our fair city. All right, we've got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to play some Eshuda, a local band. Eshuda is track 14. This is the song Fish Hook. They're going to be playing January 29th in a couple weeks at Redgate, along with Ace Martin's Green Wine, a CITR super band made up of a number of current and former execs, and Pale Red. So let's give a listen to Fishhook. This is from the new Eshuda tape, Morning Figure When Absolutely Calm. Here we go.
Turns out right, clearing the memories. control.
All right, that was Ashuda from the cassette Morning Figure When Absolutely Calm. That was the song Fishhook. I guess, yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. The podcast will be up later this afternoon. Make sure to check out Winter Waste tomorrow night. And thanks to Eleanor for coming by. And, yeah, that's going to do it. Can't think of anything else I want to say other than let's give a listen to Beauchamp, a Swiss artist. But he has a song on this new cassette that I really like called called House Disco, Boogie, and Other Oddities, put out by Easy Bay, an Oakland dance label. So let's give a listen to the song Charme Houblon. I don't know. Charme Houblon? Why not? Here is Beauchamp. Thanks for listening. And I will... Oh, no, I won't see you next week because it is 24 hours of student power. I'll be contributing... somewhat, because I teach a class that does radio documentaries. So I'll be submitting, or I'll be contributing a bunch of my students' work. So no Dunkin' Donuts next week. And then I will see you the week after that in February. And yeah, that will be great. Okay, thanks everybody. See you later.
is Rob from Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.